A friend saw me reading Mr. Penumbra's 24-hour bookstore and asked what I thought about the magical realism in the novel. I don't read dust jackets before beginning books, so I have to admit that I was a little disappointed to learn that I had selected a title with any enchantment attached. But I kept reading about Clay Jannon, an out-of-work graphic designer living in San Francisco. He stumbles upon a job as a night clerk at a 24-hour bookstore, securing employment primarily because he can climb a ladder to the uppermost regions of the three-story bookcases. There aren't many customers between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., but a select few are given access to a specific set of books. To pass the time, Clay starts to play with computer code and writes a program that tracks the reading patterns of these special customers. What he finds is an answer to a puzzle he didn't even know existed. What's more, the puzzle is the first step to gain entrance into a secret society on a quest of immortality. Most of the members take years to get past the first level, and Clay unwittingly solved it in 1 week. Now this is when the magic happens, and by magic, I mean Google, and all of its algorithmic power. Clay's girlfriend works for Google, and with high-tech support, they set out to find the secret of life. I don't know if I'm a cynic or merely rotten at the core, but I was relieved when I finished the novel and found more reality than magic. In fact, I think it's the perfect blend of intrigue and nerdiness, especially for readers who like books about books. But there's no real magic, unless, of course, you count the glow-in-the-dark dust jacket. For KMUW, I'm Beth Golay.